Jennifer Boyden, The Complication of Multiple Lives. My father is in bed, half a country away, telling my mom how to make chicken from the sun. His cancer opens a shadow hand in his brain, and where it darkens, the world slides sideways. He looks through the window by his bed into the 1940s. He thinks it's TV, and he tells me what's on it. A street, a man with a dog. He laughs because it's a comedy. Back where I live, we're trying to figure out how to eat pizza the way we used to before a teacher explained sex to our daughter. She said, "It's like pizza. Everyone likes it, but with different toppings, and you have to talk about what you want before you order." And now we just laugh too hard to put in the order. So what if language doesn't quite work anymore, or works so much it means anything? When I visit my father, he tells me to find a maple bar bakery because he misses the blaze of leaves. I admit that I too miss the trees we planted, and it's all right if he can't reply. He sleeps. I return home. I'm blue, so I tell my daughter it's like a falling barn. I mean life, but she thinks I mean sex. Then I say, "Whoa, check out that flowering field." And that sounds like it's about sex too. So we name every item in the entire world, and it's like we're giving birth to sex every time we point to something. The bone is bleached by the sun. The hawk is circling its prey. It's always hottest in August. Meanwhile, my father is trying to make one real sentence. He says death. He says death. He says death is different from winter. He's dying. We passed all the places we might go someday. My father scratches at the window and dies. We go on living. I love everything disastrously. Whoever you are, the trees have always been on fire.